Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plan Tunes podcast. I am Dominic, and I'm sitting here with the little man.
Hello.
What is going on?
Well, I called this one in.
You did. You called this one in. You wanted to do a podcast with your dad, which is awesome. And you had something on your mind. What did you want to talk about today?
How much I hate what they did about all my favorite rides.
What did they do to your favorite rides?
Demolish them.
Tell me which one you're talking about. What ride are you talking about that they demolished and you're upset?
There's multiple of them.
All right, well, give me the first one then.
Stitch's Great Escape.
You know, you are one of the few people I know that really loves Stitch's Great Escape. And I think that comes from you haven't seen any of the other versions of it. You weren't even born. So you missed the one that was super scary. And you missed the other two that were super boring. And you love Stitch's Great Escape. What do you love about Stitch's Great Escape?
It has Stitch in it.
That is your favorite character?
I have 20 toys about it.
You do have a lot of Stitches. What do you like so much about Stitch?
He's a monster that fights for good.
He does. But he's also kind of bad.
Yes, but in several of the movies, he turns better.
Yeah, that's right. He's always trying to improve himself. It's a good story. You know,
he's like in a coma for one of them.
Really?
Yeah, he like dies and they have to put him in a space shuttle.
Like, I barely remember paying attention to like the other movies. But yeah, Lilo and Stitch is a good film. You liked it?
Totally watch it.
You're a big fan of Stitch, but he's going away.
No.
You know what? This is the longest closure I've ever seen. Like, it closed, then it reopened, and it closed, and like they did it seasonal, and then they thought they was never going to open again, and then they did, and now they think it's going to be closed forever.
And then they have like a meet without the greet.
Yeah, I mean, it closed, and then you got to go back, because we went during a time of year where it's very, very busy, and they had it opened again, so even though we thought you were never going to get to ride it again, you rode it two more times.
Yep.
All right, so you're very sad for it to go. You're not crazy about it being replaced?
No, because what I heard, they're trying to make a Wreck-It Ralph thing.
That is what I have heard too, but who knows?
They should totally just rip out the test track thing or whatever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The racetrack?
Yeah.
I think the racetrack would make a better Wreck-It Ralph thing. And it's close enough to Fantasyland that I think you could like absorb it and not have anybody mind. It could still be part of Fantasyland. If they candy rushed the cars and made it a Wreck-It Ralph thing, it'd be cheaper. You'd get to keep the Stitch ride. Stitch ride needs a little updating. They're telling like 90210 jokes. That was a show that was on when I was a kid. So you want it to stay? Do you want it to change? Do you want it to be like a little updated?
Yes.
You'd rather see a Stitch ride updated than have them take it out for some kind of Wreck-It Ralph thing?
Yeah.
What if the Wreck-It Ralph thing turned out to be absolutely amazing and you loved it?
I would still want them to make a different Stitch ride.
A different Stitch? You want Stitch there somewhere?
Yes.
I gotcha. And not just a meet and greet. You want like a full-blown attraction?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I want Stitch to go into Cinderella's castle for the last time.
Oh, like at the end of the video where she's like, "You're not my prince," and she kicks him out?
Yeah.
All right. So what else? What else are they taking out that's annoying you and you don't want it to go?
Ellen's Energy Adventure.
You want that to stay?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How can you want that to stay?
Because I keep getting jump scared by the pterodactyl at the top.
I don't know if there's really in that one?
That's just at the top when they open the doors. And then they have a big giant screen.
I remember there being pterodactyls on that ride. I think there was like a pterodactyl that flew at you.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it's on Dinosaur or if it's on the Jurassic Park ride, but I don't remember it being there having many jump scares in the Ellen ride. I do remember her trying to take on like a gigantic snake monster, but then there was times where the animatronic wasn't even there and you just hear her from off screen. But you actually want that to stay?
Yes.
Oh my God. But they're going to have a Guardians of the Galaxy like roller coaster. Isn't that going to be like a million times cooler than Ellen on Jeopardy?
Well, it's fun because they pause the whole entire dream to have another dream.
Look, I liked it for other reasons. I like it because it's very long and it's air conditioned and you can get out of the sun and you just chill. Instead of leaving the park for a nap, you can go on there and nap. But I'm not really sad to see it go. That's one that kind of needed to go. It's funny. There's some rides that people like never want changed and never want to leave, and there's others that like people can't wait to see go away. What else you got? You're sad about Stitch leaving.
And Ellen.
You're sad about Ellen leaving for reasons I can't even imagine. With a park that's like 27 square miles of property, I don't know why they take anything out. I don't know why they just don't keep on making stuff bigger, especially when you have lines that like go on for so long. Let's disperse that crowd. Keep some classics. Like, why did Mr. Toad have to go? Why couldn't you just build two somewhere else?
When they were at the Haunted Mansion, they had, like, Mr. Toad standing in a graveyard and then someone else...
Yeah, they put him in, like, the pet cemetery.
And then they had...
They put Toad in the tomb. Yeah, I think we did have a cast member point him out, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's customer service, people. All right, so sad about Stitch. Sad about Ellen. Are you excited about anything coming? Do you want to see Star Wars Land?
Yes.
Do you want to see Toy Story Land?
Yes.
Do you want to see the Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railroad? Well, that's, you know, the Great Movie Ride's out, so they're going to put that in.
That's also what I hate.
What's that?
They're taking out the Great Movie Ride.
Well, we are going on kind of a work trip, and we don't have a full day, so we decided to spend that day at Hollywood Studios because the backlot tour is closed. You have
What are they doing to Tower of Terror?
It's fine. It's still around. They're going to put a bar in it. I don't think they decided to do that. But that's closed. Great Movie Ride's closed. They still have an open Toy Story Land. They still have Star Wars Land is a ways off. So there's, you know, Sunset Boulevard.
I also want to see Pandora. A little bit of Pixar.
You want to see Pandora? That's new.
Why don't you want to see how they took out a meet and greet
for that. You don't mind that, right?
No.
No, of course not. Out. So, yeah. Yeah, we decided to spend a full day at Animal Kingdom, which you, as a Plantoons person, can't even believe. Like, we were just, like, trying to get out of that park as soon as we get in it. But, yeah, we're going to do a full day there and only a few hours at Hollywood. Just, like, the late afternoon evening at Hollywood Studios.
They should make a better Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Like, it's super short.
It is kind of short. As short as it is kind of fun. You know what ride I really enjoyed? Because they didn't make it short, like it almost never ends. There's so many stages to look at. Like the mine train, you go on a roller coaster, you go see the dwarves in the mine, and at the very end, you kind of see the witch knocking on the door. So there's like two set pieces.
Yeah, but
Splash Mountain has tons and tons of scenes. Like it's like going into Small World with a drop. Like there's so many scenes. I think Splash Mountain's great that way.
Yes.
I think Splash Mountain is my favorite kind of dark ride, thrill ride attraction because there's just so much to it. There's so many different scenes. And then you got the big splash at the end. Anything else you're looking forward to? Anything else you're mad about them taking out?
I keep thinking, like, is it gone or are they making it? Like, the Rapunzel's Tower?
That's it. That's all you get. You get the tower in the background and you get to go to the bathroom. That's it.
Yep.
You want more Tangled?
A little bit.
What would you have for Tangled?
Like, at least, like, the Small World gone.
You hate Small World.
Yes.
That's like a sacrilege. People would be like, you're crazy. What would you put instead of Small World?
The Tangled
ride. You put a Tangled ride instead of Small World. You know, someone was talking about that. I don't know where it was. I was reading on somebody. I don't know if they were making stuff up or just they had heard something. But they were thinking about like a Tangled overlay in the middle of Small World. I don't know if that's a real thing. I can't keep up with all the rumors.
Is there any Sleeping Beauty ride?
Yeah, Ellen's Energy Adventure. You went on there and you fell asleep.
Does not count.
It totally counts.
If you count going to a hotel in the pool, would that be counting as a ride?
Some people think that's an attraction. Some people go to Disney and love the pools. They like that's their thing. I never understood that. I don't know why you'd go to Florida and do stuff you can do anywhere else. I don't want to go to a pool. I don't really want to go to dinner.
Is it weird that I don't like put on goggles, you can go under the water and meet sharks.
Yeah, you didn't like that. Where we go to?
Like, I didn't even want to put the goggles in the water.
Did you actually go in? Or no. Did you freaked out?
Yeah, because it was cold and The water was cold one.
It was Typhoon Lagoon. We went there. It was kind of cold water. I guess it has to be. I don't know what temperature sharks like. But we put goggles on. We swam across. And you got to swim across with some sharks. And you wouldn't do it.
Fish are food, not friends.
Did I wait with you or did I actually do it? I cannot remember.
No, you didn't do it because you had to wait with me. And Mom had to go with Sarah.
I didn't get to see sharks because of you? You yes. saved me from the sharks. I actually appreciate that. I didn't have to go and get freaked out.
Well, the sharks, they're like in an invisible gate. Like, one tried coming and then just ran away.
I don't think the sharks are actually going to bite you.
I know, but
like we had sharks, and those sharks were like in strong quotation marks because they were in our fishbowl. But when we bought them, they're like, yeah, it's a shark. Like, yeah, if you say so, because this thing's like
a guppy.
Yeah, it's like half the size of my thumb. But if you're calling it a shark. So I don't think you're talking about a man-eating shark. I think you're just talking about an animal that is in the shark family that happens to be shark-like, but they're not going to feed the tourists to the shark. You can't buy stuff if you've been eaten by a shark. So any other complaints? Any other grievances? It's like Festivus over here. You're going to list your grievances. Anything else you're not happy about?
Well, I'm kind of happy and kind of not happy, but this was like way before I was even alive.
What's that?
The alien thing.
The alien encounter?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people mad the opposite way. They're mad that Stitch's Great Escape is here because they liked the alien thing more. You're mad that Stitch is going when most people are like, yeah, great, it's about time. I hate that thing.
But I just belched on it
with a meatball sandwich or whatever he ate.
I just wanted to see Alien Encounter.
Well, let's go watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
All right. Good call, Dom. I really like this. This was fun. So you got to air your grievances on Plantoons. All right. So check it out. If you're listening to this on iTunes, see if we have put a full cartoon either on iTunes as well or YouTube. And it's not just iTunes. We can find us on any podcast app at WDW Plantoons or visit the website. I mean, it's up there. Might as well use it. Plantoons.com.
Cheers and Mickey ears.
Oh, you got to say the ending line. All right. Catch you later, folks.